Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it's been about 12 years that the effort was put forth to establish a coalition of industry organizations to help market and promote South Carolina products beyond the normal scope of the department. Now, that group is called the South Carolina Advocates for Agriculture, and you had a special event on August 3rd.
That we did, but the advocates really have been special to me in my time here because, again, they are able to extend what we do. It brings a great coalition to the table for good discussion, but then rallying around a project or an effort. If you recall, Plant It Forward during the flood relief, the private effort that we did was handled by advocates, and that effort pushed their total dollars that flowed through that foundation to over $750,000. Every year, the group picks two advocates of the year to recognize, and we did that last Thursday night, and it was, again, just a very special occasion for me personally.
Now, let's talk a little bit about who they chose to be their advocates of the year.
We choose an elected official, and then we choose a private sector individual. And the elected official this year was Chairman Davey Hyatt. He's chairman of the House Ag and Natural Resources. He has really stepped up in that role as chairman to help us pass some key legislation for the industry, not only for some technical regulatory-based things that we do in the department, but also an industry initiative last year around the poultry regulations. And so very significant year in the House with Davey's leadership.
And the private industry individual.
Yeah, the private industry individual, again, very special occasion for me personally because it's my neighbor. Jim Rockmore is chairman of the board of Supersod, South Carolina, which is a part of Patton Seed Company based in Georgia, where his grandfather started that business in the late 1800s. And Jim has just been a great member of the South Carolina agribusiness community for 30-plus years since he's been here in the conservation community as chairman of the Conservation Bank Board, helped start the Palmetto Agribusiness Council, real strong supporter of the Boy Scout group there based in Columbia. So for all these things, it was just a real pleasure to recognize Jim and the fact that his 93-year-old mother drove from Lakeland, Georgia to come up here and help recognize the efforts that Jim makes.
Wow, that is extra special.
Yeah, it was. Again, and the thing with the whole evening is a chance, as one of my staff persons said, to put faces with names that we deal with, whether it's Clemson University, Forestry Commission, Farm Bureau. A lot of our calls that come to the department, we direct to them. But for my staff who really put on the meeting to do that, it's also just a good team-building evening as well. Probably 120 folks in attendance, but a good chance to get caught up. I gave my remarks on the current status of our industry and reminded folks that we think more about the future of where we're going, but it's also important to assess where we are. So again, just a good night for a whole lot of reasons, but thanks to Ronnie Summers, who chairs the advocates, he puts in a lot of effort. The group just really has a strong purpose to support agriculture and the youth in agriculture and a whole lot of other initiatives. So it's a real pleasure to be associated with the Advocates for Agriculture.
And that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.